We were just talking about mega churches, and now wanting to join the conversation is our old friend, the generic youth minister, who comes into the studio. Hello, generic youth minister.
Wait a second. There's one. Who's missing here?
Well, where's, George is out
where's
today.
Where's the judge?
He's out today.
Oh, is he out? Does he still have the crud?
He still has the crud.
Oh, man. I've tried listening to him lately, but I just couldn't.
Oh, because of the coughing and wheezing?
No, he's just too vulgar. I don't know what's going on with that guy, but yeah.
Yeah, he has gotten really vulgar.
Like when he was describing in detail what he wanted to do to that Albanian British singer Dua Lipa, it's like I had to turn it off. I mean, it was just so detailed and so serial killery or something.
I apologize on behalf of the show.
The things he described with such detached clinical type way, I don't know what was going on. Just creep me out, bruh. That's all I'm saying. Just creep me out.
I hear you.
Some of the terms never heard before, like what is a donkey punch?
I don't know.
I thought that was like a drink or something.
Yeah, I think
don't know
you're
what's
right.
Going on. But anyway, hey, listen, Craig, I heard you talking about like churches that go mega.
Yes.
And that's so interesting that you were talking about that because we actually were thinking about transitioning into a mega church.
Really?
Out at my church, yeah.
You're going to transition.
Yeah. I think I just heard the Texas made it illegal to transition, but we're going to try to go mega church anyway. Yeah, I don't know. But, you know, I don't follow, like, all the political TikToks or...
What?
Or Facegram news feeds and stuff. So I don't know exactly what all that political stuff is, but yeah, going into being a mega church, I mean, that like has its advantageous advantages. I mean, you can get really cool stuff like video screens.
Right.
And, you get a full band, you know, not just two guys on low end Taylor singing through a PVPA, which is what we got. But, so that'd be like awesome if we went it to be a mega church.
Well, I hope you can do
that.
How
do you like do that? Do you like apply somewhere or?
Well, I would
get like a permit.
I don't think you need a permit. I think you need to maybe build a bigger space to start with.
That's a good point. So maybe some social media outreach, something like that.
Yeah, you could do that.
You know, I kind of have a catchphrase that a lot of people like. I say that I think mega churches are mega cool.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah. You like that? Yeah. We sell like rally towels with that on it.
You do. Yeah. Wow. It's very catchy.
It was so cool. I got to preach in a mega church a few weeks ago and it
did.
Was amazing.
Really?
Amazing.
Gotcha.
Yeah. First of all, the light show and the lasers. I mean, it really drove home the point that Jesus died for our sins.
Sounds like it.
I mean, I love that I could just get up there with my cool spiky hair and my headset mic and really pace the stage while I encouraged everyone to get crunk for the Lord.
You were in your element.
I was in my element. And then at the end, to punctuate my message, I got to fly over the crowd on a set of wires.
Wow.
High-fiving everyone, just like Jesus did during the Assumption. Just reaching down there, high-fiving them apostles like Jesus did. It was awesome.
I think David Lee Roth did that, too.
It was awesome. Just to have that feeling of what, you know, the big JC did. I mean, yeah. That was amazing.
Gotcha.
Amazing.
Got it.
Yeah. But our church is growing. I mean, our church is growing. I mean, we almost raised enough money to buy a new used Econoline van so that we can cart our youth group to Rough Riders games.
Well, those can't cost that much these days.
We're really, really growing. We're really growing. I'm trying to convince my senior pastor to give us a bigger budget to buy our youth group a new guitar.
That's all you need.
I mean, right now, Craig, we are playing an old parts caster from the mid-90s, and, you know, we're really looking to get into a Harley Benton Les Paul right now. But that's all technical stuff.
Okay.
That's behind-the-scenes budget stuff.
You know your guitars.
Yeah. I'd like to invite you to our mega church, Craig.
Oh, I don't know if I have the time.
Come on now. We're really cool, man. We're so cool. We allow people to have, like, Starbucks in the sanctuary.
Wow.
I mean, pretty cool little deal there.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and you can come dressed in jeans and your Don't Tread on Me t-shirt that you're wearing today.
I don't have one of those
on. I know
on.
That's your favorite outfit there. But come on out. We'll even let you do a little Bible reading if you want to.
I'll see what I can do. I can't promise anything.
Well, come on out. Really, Craig, I think it'd really help us because we need some donations. We need to pass around that offering plate and get some donations because our handbell group is performing at Pecanland Mall again. and we need more ringers and we need a new van. We need to get that van. I mean, in working shape and everything. It's like a bad alternator again.
And where again is the church?
It's up there in the Northeast.
It's in the Northeast.
Northeast DFW.
I'll see if I can make it.
All right, right, Craig. We'll see you later. Come to my soon-to-be mega church.
Bye-bye. There he goes, the generic youth minister.